This is a HeadGum Podcast.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Life gets pretty boring when every day is the same. Take me on a rocket ship to see the Earth from space. I'm an explorer, baby. Wanna come over, baby. It's exploration time, exploration love.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hey, Charlie.
Exactly. Hey, Natalie.
Hey.
Right. You lost energy?
Yeah. This coffee sucks.
Yeah, kind of.
I know. I'm actually like
That's
so...
That's what's happening.
I wish it was a really good one and right. I got it.
Do you mean like taste-wise or like...
Yeah, taste and strength.
Mm-hmm. It's not strong enough.
To me. But I don't like it so crazy strong. I'm like you, but...
It actually
I'm also
is
like it really yummy. I'm right. like you.
Yes. In that way, you're like me, like you want it yummy.
Yeah.
You know, it's actually interesting... for your subjectivity, how much your personality changes when you drink coffee. Like, it's kind of funny how, like, it's like, that's a thing that, I mean, everybody knows it and everybody talks about this, but let me in there. Like, you just like yesterday I was feeling so bad that I had a coffee and it wasn't even like, oh, now I feel just like better. It was like my outlook, my personality, the stuff I was thinking, what I felt about the same stuff I'd been thinking about before. Mm-hmm. Like, it completely, totally right. evolved. It's like, I actually was, like, unrecognizable to myself,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
interesting how that works.
I know. Well, it reminds me of, like, you know how they're, like, in medieval times, like, everyone was drunk, like, 80% of the day?
No, but that's funny.
Is that true? Or
yeah.
I think, like, back, there was a certain time period in which, like, you just had, like, wine and, like, vodka for breakfast and, like, lunch and dinner, basically. And it's kind of, like, that probably, like, yeah, like, affected, like, how they, like, saw
They're
the
just,
world.
Like, doing shots.
Yeah, no, literally. Like, I think they were, like, have your mead and your oatmeal.
Right. Well,
and
it's because, like, water was, like, you couldn't just drink that.
Right.
So something.
And tonic was invented to, or gin was supposed to make tonic taste better.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Thank
I want to have a fact for you. But
yes.
if I don't have one ready to go, then I don't think
I wouldn't force it.
I wouldn't
But you
force
really
it.
Don't have one about any of this stuff?
I'm thinking of the book I'm reading. That's kind of interesting.
Okay.
It's about New York's fiscal crisis in 1975.
I see. I was hoping it would be more about this topic that we're on.
Right. But you win some, you lose some. Anyway, in 1975, New York was approaching default.
SNL 1975.
Right. I wonder if that's not unrelated or something.
Right.
It's like
Go
the
ahead.
70s. Well, I'm not so far in the book yet, so I'll report back later.
Okay.
Actually, one thing
this
that was...
This is kind of a tough detour, honestly, yeah. for me.
We didn't find so much. Not so much down this road.
I have to say.
One thing that was interesting about it to me was that it, because they were approaching defaults, like the banks kind of... The banks that like owned a lot of New York's debt were like, we're not going to keep buying your debt. You need to like... implement austerity. So like the mayor was kind of forced to like lay off New York's really big like civil service force, including police. And actually like the police were like really with like the people protesting. As opposed to like I feel like in recent experience I'm like the cops are
they
like always have
money.
So much money
yeah.
and like austerity like never touches cops. But there it was like the cops were like included in the austerity. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
They got the 70s got some things right.
Right. Exactly. I was like, listen, go ahead and be cutting some cops.
Right.
Budgets. Not so bad, huh?
Uh-uh.
That's right. All right. So maybe there was something in the detour. Or not really, even still.
I think it's fine. Yeah.
You
I
win
think
some,
it's
you
great.
Lose some.
Yeah, yeah. No, there's not an issue. Exactly. And I'll be honest. I kind of went somewhere else mentally
for
a lot of that stuff.
Totally.
I didn't mean to, but right. No. I do have a lot of stuff going on, aka I just started using sunflower seed oil on my face.
Whoa.
We have to bring in our guest, actually, because I feel like she has stuff to say about this.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I love our guest so much. Mm-hmm. I'm really, really, really happy that this guest is here today.
Yeah, she's amazing. She was my roommate.
Yeah.
People don't talk about that, but actually, like,
an intimate
more than
history.
That, she's a comedian.
Yeah, well, yeah. My brother. An amazing comedian. I feel that this person has an enormous amount of social power.
Yes.
Like, that's something that's I really right. believe.
And furthermore, like, swag.
Oh,
and by the way, the
for
two
sure.
go
I think
hand
that's
in
how
hand.
The yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so let's bring her on to the
Guys,
screen.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Welcome,
so much.
Rachel Koster, to the podcast.
That is so nice to say, and I legit am happy to hear that because I walk around thinking like I run this town sometimes,
yeah.
And like I guess the industry would beg to differ, of course. Mm. But then I'm like, these people quiver in my wake,
right? Mm-hmm.
And
that's right.
So that really
you're
is
the people's
nice
princess.
To hear. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah.
You are the people's princess.
You know why?
Okay, I have problems, but. I definitely am like
well,
a
princess.
So princesses
have problems.
Yeah.
Famously.
Thank yeah.
Thank you guys so much
captured.
For having me. I'm like really happy to be
we,
here.
Yeah, we're really happy here.
Tell us more about the oils.
Oh, I will in a second. But I want to say that you host this 8 a.m. show, which is basically, well, right now it's like a show that happens at 9 a.m. Mm-hmm.
Yes. During the winter, we have shifted back because the only cafe in the entire city that would let me do my show there at 9 a.m. Doesn't open until 9. So thank you, Ian, at Caffeine Underground, respectfully.
Yes. I love a coffee shop that opens at 9.
Totally.
And
they're like,
there's
we'll
a
get
lot
there.
Of things wrong with this place. Which is why they
right.
Let me be
right.
there.
Totally.
There's a lot of things wrong with it?
No, I guess I shouldn't have said that. But they do let us there, and I'm like,
there's
so
a
you really
they let
needed
you there. Yeah,
us,
totally.
Or something.
Totally.
Respectfully. Respectful.
Right,
no,
right.
It's very respectful. Well,
I... like, most of our coffee business actually comes, like,
right.
way later at night. Like, the morning yeah. hours are kind of dead. So
when you started this show, like,
yes.
when I was seeing the posters for this show, yes. I was like, this... girl is like
crazy
mighty like
yes.
your social sway to be like and by the way people show up
yeah
like
in droves.
Always like packed
yeah.
the show
I remember
like,
the first one it was pouring rain
yes.
and you did it outside
yes.
literally
I did it rain
came.
Or shine in like May or something like a kind of a wretched month for an outdoor show and people really did show up
like
and it's never been so big, I will say, but I obviously like didn't
no,
have the chance to grow it so much. It was only one summer,
mm-hmm.
but I think that we can make it huge.
You will,
people
and it already
freaks.
Is. It's crazy, but to me, that really speaks to your swag
thank
and
you very
pull.
Much.
Yeah.
Is that people like you're like this is the thing you're gonna do, and everyone's like, yeah, I will be there.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you
like,
so much.
I don't
much.
Think a lot of people could get people. At 8 a.m.?
When it started, it was at 8 a.m.
Yes, and it will
and we'll
go,
back
go back to being
to
8 a.m. So if you want to come at 9 a.m., you're running out of chances.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting because we were just talking about how waking up early is like so miserable.
Yeah,
right.
But it's fun when you're in charge. Well, I will say also... It is miserable to do, but then once you get there and you see everyone, it's like when you get to a like school for a field trip. It's
yes,
like,
yes, yeah, yeah.
Oh
yes.
my God, there's still right. dew on all the grass.
Literally,
my friends look so different than I usually see
their
them because
their
faces are
different.
Puffy.
Right.
Yeah,
I remember I used to
mm-hmm.
before school there was like a program in the winter where you could go ice skating for
mm-hmm.
an hour before school started, and it meant
what?
Waking up an hour early
so cool.
and taking a totally different
wait,
bus.
Where did you grow up again? The Berkshires.
Long Island, which is practically Berkshire.
Okay, but wait, is your family like in Maine now?
They're in Maine now,
okay.
And I like went to school in Connecticut, so I'm like basically all over.
You're like such a tri-state queen.
Yeah, I love that town, this town. But you would wake up early, and it was like you would see all these people like in such a new light. Like
totally.
I had such a crush on this boy who I never thought I would have a crush on because I was like, you wake up early now.
Yeah.
And so it meant something so different.
We've talked
everyone
about that
like,
second
like,
chances.
In a, like when you're out on vacation with people, like how cutie pie it is to see people wake up early.
Yeah, it's so
when
cute.
You see people in the morning, you're
so
like,
nice.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is like your raw
it
self.
It makes you fall in love with them.
Yeah,
you haven't put
it
on
does.
Any of your layers of like humanity or like
totally.
Creams.
And
know?
The flip side, like it can be like way too raw.
Yeah.
Like
yes,
if you're
yes.
with someone
or
you
like
really
realize
don't
someone
know?
Has a lot of like stuff they do where you're like, shut the fuck. Like
right.
when someone is like really anal about stuff or like
right.
really needs a lot of like when you go on vacation with someone who's like, I need it perfectly quiet when I go to bed and this temperature and it's like different from how you do it and you're
right.
like, I never thought about this stuff, but you're like so annoying
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Someone
totally.
You thought was chill.
Right.
Disappointing.
Yes.
It's true. It's like you peel back the layers, you don't know what you're gonna get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You also need to be so held in the morning. Like
mm-hmm.
if you walk downstairs and you just woke up, like you need people to be like, good morning.
Good morning, gorgeous. Mm-hmm. If someone's like, why didn't you do this? You left this out last night. Like, it's like,
oh. Or even like, hey.
Yeah.
It's like, hold on. Like, right. I just woke up.
Like, yeah, I'm like, it's a gift.
Yeah.
We must celebrate it together.
A miracle occurred this morning for each one of us.
We're missing out.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Just like someone waking up, someone's like, so another beautiful day.
What a miracle.
On God's green earth.
Yeah.
What are the chances?
Kind of true.
It is true. Aw, I want that. It is nice, the thing of waking up early, if you're going to do something exciting, because you do it and you're like, actually, you know what? I had that this morning, honestly, where I was like, I really wanted to sleep in before coming here. Like, I really, like, and I took, like, a sleeping pill last night, which I don't normally
Those are bad news.
Yeah, they're bad
Which one?
Hydroxyzine.
My sister gave me hydroxyzine when I went home for Christmas, and I literally, like, screamed at her the next day. I was like, you drugged me. I was like, the whole day I couldn't open my eyes. I just kept going back to bed. And my whole family's like, we never get to see you and you're in bed the whole day. Right. I was like, Becca did this to me.
Yeah, no, it
sucks so
bad. It's literally like nutty how intense it was.
Why did you take that?
Because I really needed to sleep. No, I almost never take it. And I was just feeling anxious. I was like, all right, I want to sleep. I don't want to like, I really needed it. But then this morning at 9:30, I was like, I could close my eyes and sleep maybe more hours. Yeah. And then I had to be, I really had to like, be like, you are going to do something really unpleasant, which is wake up right now. And then what's going to happen is you're going to go do something fun. And you're going to be glad you did it. And like the reward, like that reward will feel nice.
And I hope to make it worth your while.
Yeah. My dad is always doing that.
Sweetheart.
My dad is always like, we're going to wake up at 5 a.m. And we're going to go see the sunrise. And it's like, I don't want to.
My dads love being like really punishing.
Yeah, totally.
This is good for you.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll be glad we did this when you're older. Right. And I almost always, of course, am. Like looking back at all the things that I did with my dad, even if it was like go to Home Depot, he was like, I know this sucks, but we're gonna go and we're gonna have fun. And those are like some of my fondest memories, mostly because they are truly some of my only memories with him. He worked a lot. But it was like, if we gotta do errands together, let's have a good time, I guess. Yeah. Yeah. Get like treats and we go to Blockbuster after.
That's so fun. Blockbuster, like,
I miss her.
They should make it a thing now. Like, you know how like they kind of like accidentally like reinvented the bookstore? Like,
yes.
Amazon was like, or who was it? Remember?
There was like an Amazon bookstore that was like in real life, but it was like curated in a weird way.
Right.
It was,
like they were like,
you killed bookstores and then you brought it back, but you gave it like 5 stars.
And you never understood it.
Like, yeah. You didn't understand the magic and the power. That said, we should do that maybe with Blockbuster, where it's like you're choosing what you're going to watch that night, but you have to go with the person you're going to watch with.
And there's candy.
Pick it out in person and make a commitment.
Oh my God, totally.
And you can employ like a 15-year-old in your town.
Yeah.
And that would be like life-changing for them.
Totally. Like,
I do think it's like you, like, I love browsing books and I don't like browsing movies. There's no way to do it.
It's
like,
awful on and you always screen. Get into fights with each other and it's impossible to see everything at once. So it's like,
yeah.
You're only seeing what the algorithm is showing you and you're like, this just isn't right to me. Mm-hmm. And
I find that there's a pretty low success rate.
Yeah.
In my life around like choosing the right movie to watch.
I'm almost always furious at what I've decided. I like am like resentful of whoever I'm with. And like even if I chose, like I did this the other night and I was like, we shouldn't have done, like I wish I pushed harder for this other thing.
What was it?
We were watching Summer School, which is like this 80s movie with Kirstie Alley and the guy who's the dad in The Freaky Friday with Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, yeah. He's hot. Great.
Yeah. He was good in this movie, never to be seen again, basically, until Freaky Friday.
He's so good in Freaky Friday.
He rocks. Because he's stern, but funny.
Sexuality.
Yes.
Stern. And he's kind of like, his vibe is like, I won't be disrespected, but it's also like, I will go with the flow.
Yeah. And he's like, I get that you don't want me here because I'm just like a fake dad to you.
Right.
But I do want, I love your mom and I want you to like me too.
Wait, is he stepdad in the movie?
Yeah. Yeah. So her mom is getting
her dad, I think.
A new guy.
That's Jamie Lee Curtis.
I don't know what happened to the dad.
Yeah.
That's right.
I watched it recently. It's so good.
It's such a good movie.
I've watched clips from it, but he didn't make the cut in the
clips. Have you not seen it?
I have. But I'm not going to remember like what the dad is like.
He has white foxy hair.
Yeah, he's sexy.
And he's got like a sexy swag.
All right, totally. I'm in.
And Lindsay Lohan's like,
oh, she hates him.
Yeah.
He's a stepdad and he... That's cool.
She just hates authority. What they have to learn about, basically. That's why they swap bodies, is because...
She's like, why are you marrying this guy? And you suck also, generally.
Yeah, and yeah. Jamie Lee Curtis is like, why are you such, like, a ungrateful, like, prick, basically. And then they swap bodies, and they're like, wait, your life is hard, valid, and valuable.
It's a beautiful lesson in empathy. I actually do think
that it's, like, that's true. Period. It's like, you're like, why are you like this? It's like, I bet you everybody has reasons. Mm.
And if I was in your literal... Anyway, no problem. No, I keep realizing that, like... Time is, I guess every podcast guest, when you're on it, it's like, God, I wish we were talking about something else or something.
But wait, this always happens that we have on guests and we're having the best time. And the guest okay, is good, like, good. This as is long really as you're having fun,
then I'll like chill out.
We're like, wait, what?
We're like, awesome, another amazing episode.
Or it's more that I'm just like, this is my shot and I'm so blowing into something kind of like, but it's like, what
I get that though. Yeah,
because you do this every week or something.
Yeah, and if I talk about something stupid, I'm like, whatever.
But we'll do it again next week. What we're talking about. Me too, I have to say.
And did you ever see the first Freaky Friday with Jodie Foster?
No,
she goes water skiing and that's when she flips back and then her mom is like, ah.
Wait, she's the teenager?
Yes, so it's Jodie Foster, I think. I might be totally misremembering, and I remember there's like a moment where there's like she fucks up the laundry and there's soap everywhere.
Oh my God, I love that.
But she does like a water skiing competition, and that's when she realizes she's like, my daughter is amazing, she can water ski. And that's when they switch back.
That's so awesome.
I might be misremembering.
It sounds like the second one has a little more like gravitas, like emotionally, but it could be not true.
I feel like also just like older movies, they just didn't have like, they didn't know you could get really close to people or something with the cameras, or like they didn't know that you could like make the background look far away and the person look close.
Right.
And so it's like, I don't know, new movies just have a new depth.
Basically. Yeah,
but
literally.
Now new movies, I think they've lost it because everything's lit like
2HD
with neon lights.
No,
like,
it's crazy. And I don't know, everything movies, looks like fake. Can someone turn it up? Like, I can't see what's happening.
Literally.
It's oh my God.
It's too dark.
There was, was it?
And too quiet.
I forget when this happened. I don't remember. Did I? Maybe I mentioned during the pandemic, I was home with my family, and basically all we had was movies. Mm. And we would like, and each other, and like a lot of like, we were really lucky, obviously. I actually take that back. But like all we had to do was watch movies because my parents were
you're
like,
understood.
Chilling. Yeah, thank you so much. And I like recognize my privilege, et cetera.
As fuck.
But we were watching movies, and we were watching The Green Knight. And what for some reason, we chose.
I have something to say about this movie.
Okay.
It's Dev Patel, and it's like an Arthurian legend retold.
Oh, I heard about this.
I so wonder what you're going to say, and I wonder...
So, basically, it was in... We chose, like, the 4K option or something, or, like, Ultra HD.
Oh, I remember this.
And
yeah.
For some reason, my TV is, like, not advanced enough, and so it was pitch black, except for, like, whatever was extremely exposed, so we could see little shivels of light. And so the whole time, I was like, wow, A24, like, really pushing the limits on, like, what people will watch. And I, like, made a bunch of tweets, like, Green Knight should have been called The Dark Knight. What the hell? I can't see anything. I'm thinking, like, everyone would agree with me. And then I, like, realized, like, an hour and a half in, my dad was like, we have to turn this off. Like, I legit don't think this is how it's supposed to look. And I was like, no, Dad, A24 is different. They're doing weird stuff all the time. I can't believe I didn't hear anything about this. But, of course, it's just what they do. And then I found out that it was just dark.
My personal TV
was dark. And so I didn't watch the movie ever again because I was like, I've heard it.
No, totally. That's like, you're never gonna see that movie.
You did the audio.
You had one shot, you blew it.
Like all the plot spoilers ruined, and you didn't get to see anything.
Not at all.
It's so like funny that you're like, I understand A24. Yeah. My parents
just
don't.
Different stuff.
And that's what's going on here.
Right.
What's your thing about The Green Knight?
Oh, I loved it, actually.
Oh,
and
really?
I was thinking about it recently where I was like, and it didn't get such good reviews.
Mm. No one ever talked about it, and no one's talked about it since.
Yeah, but you know what? Dev Patel is so fucking hot in it.
Mm.
And I was so compelled by it.
Mm.
And I thought it was really, really great.
Do you like stuff that's like related to the Round Table Nights?
I love that stuff.
No, but I do like mythology.
Mm.
And actually, every time I see, like, I just watch Dune and I'm like, I love to get like so into it for a second, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, whoa.
And I like sci-fi stuff where it's like, this is the universe. Because our universe can be so limited and boring. And we have like Chuck E. Cheese and it's so cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And these other ones are so beautiful. And there's like elves who have stories and they like can't go to certain places because they'll shrivel up or something.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And like, what an awesome universe
it's
to live in.
A little better. Like, they don't have like franchises in the Green Knight world.
Exactly.
Right. You know?
And that, like, not yet. So people can really connect
maybe
with each
they
other.
Do. They're just not showing them.
Right.
They're like, we have, like, McDonald's. We have Dunkin' Donuts. We have all the stuff you guys have.
They're just like, as a licensing thing, we couldn't show
them. We can't
them,
show it to you.
Like, yeah, we have all that stuff.
Have you guys
we had an amazing scene that took place in the drive-thru.
We have the supercharged lemonade from Panera. And that's why we're acting like this.
That's why the stakes feel so high.
That's why I'm so silly today.
The Green Knight, he's, like, holding a sword. It's, like, into the camera. Comes up like a drink. He's like,
wait, remember that happened on Game of Thrones?
Yes, there's Starbucks underneath the table. That's awesome.
I was talking about that recently, and someone was it like a marketing ploy? And I was like, I don't know, but I feel like it was the most popular show of all time at that time.
Yeah. Yes.
And so someone had to see it. Like, it's really upsetting that something could fall through the cracks.
That used to be your job, kind of. You were a PA.
No, I kind of like never am allowed to talk about anything or say anything to anyone. And so, but I do drive a big truck.
Yo!
I can drive the shit out of a 16 foot
Speaking of your swag.
Truck.
Like,
yeah, that's really what it was.
I can rip a truck / 15 passenger van. Really? And it's awesome. Also, like, I constantly am experiencing misogyny about it.
Yeah,
like,
course.
On set, people are like, you're the one driving this thing? Mm-hmm. What?
I know. I was about to do that to
you. Thank you. And totally. And I understand.
Sorry, I was gonna be like, you're driving a 16-passenger van?
And while I'm driving
bigger,
around, I'm...
Like, you're thinking of a van, like, think
like
bigger.
Huge. It's huge.
I'm thinking of, like, the sprint van.
Rachel does that, but, yeah, like, bigger than that, too. But like, also, a box truck, right?
Yes. But part of what makes it so fun is that I know I'm, like, a girl who's driving around and no one expects it. So I'm, like, I love the misogyny because I love to be, like, those feet are attached. Like, when the camera scans up, it's like, it was a girl.
Right.
Yes.
And
right.
So I do love that. Yeah. And so I, like, obviously I'm appreciating misogyny for the opportunity to
transcend it.
Wait, literally, however, like, I love that. That is, I'm actually jealous.
Without misogyny, I couldn't have that, like, smugness that I get to drive around with.
Right.
But also, it is annoying when like the production coordinator's like, I don't want to give you the keys, like, whoever's driving it should be driving. I'm like, I drove
it's
it here
me, right.
But then I was on set
kind
recently.
Of like Aaron Brockovich a little bit,
kind of a billion I never seen that.
You should see that. And by the way, you are, and I love it.
She's just like underestimated because
blazers.
Of her femininity.
Yeah,
that's actually how I feel as a gay guy driving a normal car.
Charlie, and that's true.
Like, every time
you guys
time
are
I'm in,
not
like,
supposed to do that.
Like, I'm in a Nissan Maxima and I'm just like driving around. I'm like, you guys probably never thought I could be here.
Right.
Like, and I'm knowing what to do. It's like, I can't go yet because the light is red.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I know all the rules like that. Yeah. And, like, I'm pretty, like, good at
but
that.
Oh, my God. I was driving a car with people. Sorry, recently. What were you saying?
I don't know. I just was busting in. I just wanted to chat about.
I was driving a car with people recently, and it was, like, my girlfriend's friends, who I, like, know, but, like,
I love
not
them.
That well.
Mm-hmm. Your girlfriend is the best friend in the whole world, and I love your girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I think she's the coolest.
She loves you, too.
And
I
she's
told
amazing
her we were on
style.
She's like, that's amazing.
She's what I, like, wish I looked like.
You guys do look alike, actually.
I know. But I wish I was a little bit more like her.
It's like the change you want is like really small.
I know, but she's got a little bit more going on.
I know. I don't think so. You guys are both amazing.
Okay.
That said, I was driving friends of hers that I like didn't know that well, like from growing up. Mm-hmm. And I was like, we were all just like talking in the car and I was like having fun. And I was like barreling towards a red light, like foot on the gas, like speeding up, and like everyone was getting scared and I didn't notice, and I was just kind of like, I think we're just driving around and having fun. And my girlfriend had to be like, hey red light, hey. And I was like, what?
Yeah,
she's talking weird.
I was constantly ripping through red lights with the entire crew of the show that I worked on all two summers ago. I'm like not great at it, like I like can whip it and I like know what I can like get through and I can like back it up a lot, but like
no, that's
as
amazing.
Far as my passengers, I don't think they're having a good time. And one guy gets like seasick all the time and he was constantly just like, Rachel, a little easy on the brakes. And
wait, but those cars, those they're so big,
driving.
So it's
like
really
how
hard
can I do
to
it?
You know,
but I did get better
that.
At that, I will say.
Yeah, totally.
Also, I got to drive a Tesla when I was in LA, obviously. Cool. Like Elon Musk is like a flop, however it is so cool and
really?
Complicated that when you drive a Tesla, as you lift your foot off the brake, it starts just, or as you lift your foot off the accelerator, it starts to slow. Like it like
breaks.
Automatically breaks, which can be really like confusing and uncomfortable at first. But then when you're trying to go from fast to slow or slow to fast, it's awesome. And so I understand
why
people want to race stuff. Because like there's no jolting to stop. You like smoothly transition into everything. It's kind of awesome.
It's not about how smooth you hit the brake because it smoothly starts breaking. It's already
smoothly slowing.
Interesting.
Yeah, smoothly I don't really endorse slowing. The car, but that was awesome.
Well, I feel like a lot of the Ubers that I've taken recently are all Teslas. Out of nowhere. They're like everywhere.
Yeah.
And first of all, they have no roof, which yes. I think is actually kind of cool. Like I do like that part of it.
You have to understand the enemy. And you have to understand the appeal.
Right. And you have to hop in.
The way that you open the doors is like the dumbest thing I've ever experienced.
Yeah.
That
sucks. When you turn on the windshield wipers, you have to hit the screen like 6 times, which while it's raining, especially at night, is so dangerous. Rain. I was like driving in LA the one time it rained and it was nighttime and I was like, dun, 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 dun. I had to have my passenger like figure it out for me. And if he wasn't there, then I would have just absolutely driven in total like complete obscurity.
That's funny. Like also just the screen, it's like in this, like the most difficult thing to navigate is like the settings on your iPhone. It's like, God forbid you have to change a setting. It's
while
like settings.
Hour.
You know what I mean? It's like it's so nested there. Settings like, system. Why would you make that be not like
it
a button?
Horrible.
Like, ah.
Yeah.
Also, wait, it's insane driving with like a huge iPad.
Also,
right in the center
I realized
of the car.
It was recording me because like it records like as soon as someone is near it, it starts recording. Mm-hmm. And basically, whenever I was approaching the car, I was like, oh my God, the girl who let me borrow this is like so nice for I can't believe she let me borrow this. Like, I just was like, why would she do that? And so I realized it was recording me every time that I was saying that. And
wait,
she could probably see
it's
me
recording
be like,
you?
Yeah. Because it's a security feature. Because Tesla's
we are
so expensive.
Toast.
I know, it really scares the crap out of me.
Wait, have you guys seen Shutter Island?
No. When I was a child.
Okay, shoot.
And I was like through clenched eyes because
that's
I was scared
scary.
The whole time.
I know the
really
twist.
Scary.
But what did you want to say about it?
Well, I was just going to say that it's so like...
Oh my God. Sorry. I was just watching the funniest show. Have you ever seen Review?
No.
It is the funniest show I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
Andy Daly.
What is it?
It's with Andy... Sorry. You wanted to talk about Shutter
really
Island,
like
but you said the
but
twist.
You guys aren't like... Yeah. Don't know about it.
I'll watch it and then we can talk about it. Or do a...
Totally.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what were you going to say? Because what if it is like true to us?
No. It's not good.
Okay. This show is so funny.
Wait, what is
and
the
there
show?
Was a joke that where he okay he reviews stuff. He's so funny. He reviews stuff that like people experience in real life. Mm-hmm. And one of the things he reviewed was being racist, and he really goes like full beef with it, but in a way that I don't really know how someone who's not white would experience it, but I thought it was really funny. And the joke at the end is he's like, and just like in The Sixth Sense, it was revealed to me that just like, I wish I wasn't talking about it. Like someone else in Germany was like, in The Sixth Sense, he was racist the whole time. Anyway, it makes more sense if you watch the whole episode. It is so funny. You have to watch.
Okay,
you're going to
wreck.
Love it. It's like the most perfect jokes.
Are you serious?
Every episode. And then they're 20 minutes, so you like,
I can't
even
wait.
With candy, you're like...
It's just a little candy.
Right.
It really makes
that's
it, like,
amazing.
Just
I actually
perfect
haven't
writing.
Seen The Sixth Sense either.
Oh, Natalie, you
Toni
must.
Collette is
really?
In it.
Toni Collette is awesome. She's a sleeper hit in it.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Muriel's
Did she
Wedding?
Get... Yes. That
that's
movie
awesome.
Is amazing.
You've got to watch it. Toni Collette is awesome. And I
that
love a girl
really
who fluctuates.
Surprising.
It's Toni Collette in Her Shoes.
I never seen that.
What do you mean?
Don't even know what it is. Sounds fake.
Natalie,
you're making
think
up
about,
weird little movies. Stop it.
Why do you think about Muriel's Wedding? Okay. Muriel's Wedding, it starts and you're like, oh, this is going to be like a comedy, like lighthearted, whatever. And then it's like so devastating, so funny, real. Like, it's a great movie.
And Toni Collette is an amazing actress. And it's nice to hear her with her real accent. Because
yes.
She never gets to let it shine. Yeah. And
pretty sure she's in Her Shoes.
Okay. I believe it.
It's that basically like the point of the movie is there's one pretty sister and one like funny looking sister. And
which one is she?
She's the funny looking one.
Right.
Yeah.
Does that track?
Yeah.
She used to be heavier and I think people were like, she's hideous. But now she's slimmer.
Although I actually
and people
think
are like,
she's
in horror movies.
I think she does wear a fat suit in Muriel's Wedding.
No, that's all her.
Oh, okay.
I look close.
Weird.
Okay. Good. No, but I know there's a thing where it's like, I think she put on weight for it.
Maybe.
Like, I think that is actually
I'd believe that. I would love to get a role where they're like, put on weight.
Right.
Because I actually do feel like that's asked of me without anyone saying sometimes. But, or like, I feel like I would definitely be more successful if I was like way bigger. Or way smaller, but
people
the
say that,
size
like
I'm
mid-size.
At makes no sense to the media. Right. And on camera just doesn't read as anything.
I don't think that's invisible. True, Rachel. That's not true.
No, I swear to God, I show up totally invisible. they don't even know how to light it.
Like, I feel like that's like an evil thing that like company people say.
Yeah,
but I guess it, so. Like, is not true.
Or I'm just like, maybe I'm just like, it couldn't possibly be that I'm not talented or something. It has to be that I weigh a weird amount.
I think you're actually talented and you look amazing.
Girl. Yeah, okay, me too. Awesome.
Period.
Let's do our ideas. Yeah. Remember about those?
Okay, and you brought in yours.
I bring in some ideas, yes.
Do indeed. You want, who do you want to have read them?
I don't really care.
Yeah, you hand it to Natalie.
I didn't mean to do that.
It's okay.
You take it, Charlie.
No, you take it.
You guys have a history.
All right, I'll take
yes!
it.
Yes!
You actually were read both those.
You're gonna
yeah. And you can just like switch off and like just go ahead and pick in between.
Okay, should I do Rachel's first one?
Yeah.
Two words, Fiona and Cyrus.
Cool.
They are friends of our producer Emma, and how did they meet? On a little app called Hinge, which is a dating app designed to be deleted. They met and they are, from what I'm hearing, completely head over heels in love. And they met on this app.
And they're really good together?
Yeah.
They're really good together.
I mean, it's amazing. And it works. And that's because Hinge really allows kind of a depth of information.
Totally. You have to answer these prompts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like if you share a lot of information on another app, it's mm-hmm. kind of like, ew, why mm-hmm. did you want to share all that stuff?
Right. But Hinge, it's kind
you
of like
have
you have to.
But then with. You need it right. to be able to have a conversation.
It actually is so survival, like, ugh, they're making me do this. But yeah. And then it's actually like, but thank God they are.
Thank God. Right. Because you actually have something to say.
Yeah. And specifically, Hinge's LGBTQIA+ prompts are designed to help queer daters better connect based on similarities, interests, and compatibility.
That's cool.
That is cool. They sent us some of these prompts. So we're going to answer them.
Okay. The first time I knew I was gay was, this is actually something that comes up, like yeah. on,
people do talk
people
about
like to talk about their uh-huh. early gay feelings, mm-hmm. so I could see that being a really good prompt. Like, mine would probably be, like, when I saw this, like, on TV, like, there was this girl, like, and she dropped her underwear panties on the ground.
Whoa, and you were like...
But I'm looking for what that movie was, okay? It made me gay. What was it?
Mm-hmm.
So, but that could start a good conversation with someone.
Yeah, I have this joke I'm doing right now in okay. my stand-up where it's like, I'm like such an oversharer. So I came out really early. I came out when I was 14. And the joke is like, I'm like, I saw like a hot guy when I was 14 and I was like, Mom!
Aww.
Yeah.
That's a great story. So you could say that on the app.
Right, exactly.
Download Hinge and show off your full self using their LGBTQIA+ prompts today. Then find someone worth deleting the app for.
Yeah, have a little fun.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Only what is there.
Okay, so for this, and sorry it's written like that, but what it means to me is because with my brain, sometimes I come to things that other people have been saying for 100 years mm. at like a totally different direction, like it's like backwards or something. And so this is like basically just gratitude, but I didn't realize that was what I was doing. But I was like, I kept getting really mad about, sorry for talking so much, getting so like mad about stuff that I didn't have and just being so jealous and like feeling grumpy all the time. And then I was like, wait a second, I do have this stuff. And this stuff is really nice, and it's totally fine. I'm not, like, I'm so grateful. I'm not, like, sitting there just, like, feeling, like, the glow of heaven. Uh-huh. When I think about it, but I'm like, that stuff rocks. And so as long as I'm just focusing on the stuff that's there, I'm happy.
Cause, not like, the stuff that doesn't exist.
Only what is there.
Gratitude journaling, yeah. I always was like, this feels like I'm, like, being fake because I'm, like, I'm so thankful for my family, but I'm, like, I'm not even near them, and I don't talk to them that much. Like, I love them so much, but I'm, like, scared they're going to die, so this is stressful.
No, you're totally. So right that actually I think with gratitude journaling, and you have a good bit about this, Natalie, like, the thing of, like, it becomes, like, an archive of, like, all the things you're terrified of losing.
Okay,
especially
exactly.
because you go, like, highest order, like, that's your instinct is, like, I'm so grateful I have housing, like my health. And actually, like, a way to do it is the more immediate stuff of like, I like got this thing today and it like worked better than I thought it would.
Like I love my Bose noise canceling headphones.
Yeah.
They're the best thing I own in the world.
Right, are you serious?
Yeah.
Why is it so good?
I just like not having to hear stuff. And I didn't have them for so long, and so I was hearing stuff while I was listening to stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's like,
right.
Oh my God, this is like, I didn't realize I was maybe autistic. And then suddenly I like can block out half the world and I'm like, you're in so heaven. Happy.
It's like awesome.
Wow, yeah, that's totally cool. It is like a funny thing. Like there's stuff that like you can like know about, mm-hmm. know it's like an idea, but you have to like learn it for yourself. Mm-hmm. Like,
totally. Like, or just like, and also, and sorry to go back, but it's like, I see so much stuff that I want mm-hmm. all the time. And like people getting stuff where I'm like, I didn't even realize that I wanted to be on that show. And now I'm like, fuck, I wish I was on that show or something. And then now I'm like, well, I got to do this show and I'm really happy I did it. Yeah. Instead of like, and that's just so much
nicer. Wait, that's kind of cool. How did you come to that?
I think I was at a breaking point,
really,
and I was like, I might start murdering people if I don't like, because I was just like, I was realizing how it was stopping me from getting the stuff I wanted, because I was just like Little Miss Bitter Bitch, and I was like walking around with like a chip on my shoulder, Miss Grumpy, and like practically boiling anytime someone like was experiencing positive experiences, and so I was just like, that sucks. Why would anyone want to give me anything or be around me at all? Like, I'm sucking ass.
That's kind of like, I see a other huge people realization who are
just, like, being such bitter bitches, and I'm like,
bitterness. You have to avoid it.
Yes.
It's actually like, and it's really poison. Hard sometimes.
It's
like
poison.
It's really, really hard. Bitterness is so intoxicating.
Totally. But it can, as soon as you notice it or someone is like, hey, you're being like awful to be around and it's not you.
Yeah.
It is so helpful. And then you can like kind of expel it from your
system. Did you have that? Like a friend? Like,
I think I just was experiencing a lot of people like being mad at me or like not wanting to be around me. And I was just like, what's going on? I think I'm being awful. And then I was like, oh, I am being awful. And it's because I'm like full of like,
mm-hmm. like negative feelings,
hate, all the like bad ones.
It's and really then, hard, like having like negative emotions and like feeling like there's nowhere to put them or something.
Well, also it feels sometimes it's like there's a kind of work that goes into like, you know, the discipline of your thoughts, right? That like,
but it is possible. Which it's is possible.
You
do
it. You just have to, and also it gets easier the more you do it, and the more practice you are at it. But it's you can do it.
Yeah.
But it's also work. It's like it is work to be like, because you hear and the things so anyway, and you're like, no, you know what? Like, actually, like, never mind about that. Yeah. Like,
I recently had to like, I was just being so negative, self-talks, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so I had to just, every time it was happening, I had to, because saying something nice, like it felt like so uncomfortable to me that I had to say something that was like so insane that I could like stop my thoughts and then kind of make myself like laugh at how stupid I was being. So I was like, I'm the most amazing genius girl in the whole universe. I'm like princess, like whatever. Like, you have to like use like really extreme stuff to stop the self-talk. Because if I'm just like, I am good. I am nice. Like,
it's like, you're not like, well, that's going to get blown out of the water.
I'm the greatest girl in the entire universe. Everyone's obsessed with me. Like, that's like just so much more like fun to put in my brain.
Right. And it's like, when people make extreme statements like that, you do kind of believe it. You know? It's like, oh, like, shit, really? And if it's about yourself, you're kind of like, fuck, okay.
Right.
Maybe that's true.
Right.
Also, I don't agree with his politics, but I will say the way that Donald Trump speaks about himself is awesome.
It's like very,
I think
like,
he's just so like confident positive. Girl boss.
I haven't like heard him talk in like a really, really, really long
time.
Totally.
And I don't really wish to again, but I do like, he's a successful guy, I would say. Uh-huh. And he really did make it work because he's just like, I'm incredible. I'll be the best president. Like, he just talks in such like weird childish ways. With that.
Yeah, totally. That it works. Though it does seem like there's so much like self-hatred like right underneath the surface there, which is kind of scary.
Right. Well, I wonder if like the way that is it's like, that's a good first step out of it, and then you can get to a place that's like a little more measured, you know.
Of course.
Where you're like,
we all hope to be there.
I don't know. This comes up sometimes with like hotness, like maybe I don't need to talk about this, but I will. Like I don't know. I have friends who like so clearly like reckon so hard with like how like attractive they are, and it's like, you know, they'll be like, oh, fuck, I'm so ugly. And then they're like, no, I'm actually so fucking gorgeous. I'm the most gorgeous person ever. And it's like,
maybe you're in the middle.
Right. Yeah. It's like, you know what? Like, you're actually like kind of in the middle. Like, thank God. You know what I mean? Like being like so hot. Life. Right. Like that's like being kicked in the head. Like it's not normal. It's not good. Like
it's bad. You get alienated.
You get totally alienated. Like no you are normal. You. And it's fine. Like what a blessing. Like
right.
It's actually and okay.
And most people want to fuck you. Like that's awesome. Yeah. Or the people you want to fuck you. It's like, I'm not trying to fuck like the dad from Freaky Friday, the most gorgeous man in the world. I'm trying to fuck like normal people I see on the street. Definitely. And I'm like, I think they would want me too.
Yeah.
Right. It's like this thing of like, oh my God, like, but this random person that I could want to fuck, like doesn't want to fuck me. It's like,
you know it's what? Probably mm-hmm. because your like vibe sucks or Wait. Something. You know, it's like never how you look.
It's
like,
no, it's true. Well, it's all like weird. It's 99% like smell.
Yeah.
Right.
And just literally. Like not smell that you can control, like Wait, pheromones this is or whatever. Like,
or just not wanting to deal with you after. It's right. like, I don't want to deal with how you'll be to me afterwards. Right.
Mm. You don't want to come to my house, hear all my little rules. Like
you don't get to see my little room.
Wait, I feel like this is like so fucking obvious, but was a really helpful thing for me. And sorry, this is so obvious, but like, so helpful for me to realize that it's okay to not get what you want.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And there are times where it's like, I would get so frustrated. I'm like, I want this thing. And it could be like an object, an achievement, like someone's affection or attention or whatever. And you get so fixated and spiral on it. And you're just like, why am I not? What does it mean that I'm not getting it? Da, 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 da. And then it's like, you know what? Actually, like, you just don't always get what you want. And, like, you learn to sit with that feeling of, like, I want it. I'm not going to get it. Mm-hmm. And not, like, I want it. I have to attend to that desire. And I have to resolve it. Mm. Like, that feeling is so uncomfortable. But just to sit in the kind of casual discomfort of, like, shoot, like, I want that. I'm not going to get it. Maybe, and I think most people kind of already knew that. But for me, like, it took a long time.
You were, like, I think, as a child, an overachiever and, like, such a winner. And then, like, I'm sure for so long, all you wanted was, like, go to an Ivy League school and, like, be a success and stuff.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure, like, getting that, you're like, I get everything I want whenever, you know, or something like that.
Yes, like, I have that attitude a little bit where it's, like, I can.
But, like, I'm sure that, like, set a precedent where it's, like, I wanted it so bad, I got it, I'm a getter.
Yeah,
you know, like, I, like, was kind of a fuck up as a child, I would say, or just constantly not getting stuff. So I was like, oh yeah, I guess I just don't get stuff. Or like when I was 14, I was like, I'll never be on Broadway. And so I like kind of changed my career trajectory from there.
What did you change it when you were 14?
I just realized, I was like, you know what, I'm not very good at dancing, and I don't know that I have star power in the way that you need to be an ingenue. And so I like, I was like, okay, well, star shift power. Everything. Mm-hmm. And so it's so like, funny. If I had been really good as a child at anything, I think I would like, it's a lesson that you just it's have to curse. Learn at different times. Really
you need to learn it sooner or later.
Yes.
I think outside achievement, like outside your inner like life or whatever as a kid is like a massive curse.
Right.
Like,
yes.
There's no like winner of something as a child who's not like insanely odd.
I think you know it's really I mean? Hard right. to
Any
like.
Any exceptionality is like.
Totally.
Just
totally.
Go ahead and like.
Also,
back
then
in the
you're
media.
Alienated because people really do not like you if you win as a child. Mm-hmm. And like, it's still something that I reckon with as an adult where I'm like scared of being successful because I'm like, people will get mad at me and I won't have friends anymore. Because when I was a kid, anytime I like. Was outstanding at anything, people were like, fuck Rachel, she thinks she's better than us, blah blah blah, because they were all just like jealous or whatever.
Well, what, and so like, I was like, arenas I never was do that happening again. In like
I like became I got tapped senior prefect, which was like the entire school nominates
what
you.
What school was this by
this
the
was
way?
A boarding school in Connecticut that Lana Del Rey went to and Ted Danson and KT Tunstall.
I don't
know.
She did suddenly see and Seth MacFarlane. But
wait, that squad.
Wow.
Down.
It was awesome. That's crazy.
I can't wait to get us all in a room together one day. We're going to have a lot to
What's
chat
it called?
About. Kent.
I heard of that.
Mm-hmm. It's okay if you haven't. It's not a very good school.
And Natalie, you don't have
Natalie.
To pretend that you've
Natalie,
heard of Kent.
Did. Stop. You're I just did. Being like,
or I actually
you're
think I've been
yourself.
To Kent, Connecticut.
It's awesome.
Is it very like rural?
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's and they had like a Gilmore Girls pop up there because it's so similar to that town.
What do you mean a Gilmore Girls pop up?
They did like a like reunion something or like a thing where it's like just experience Gilmore or it's like a fan link up or something that was like hosted by Gilmore Girls,
the girls.
IP or something.
It was I believe
like,
it.
It was like copyrighted.
They had a Gilmore Girls activation.
Yes,
in Kent.
Exactly.
That's great.
There was a mixer.
totally fabulous.
But why was I meant to do that? Oh, yeah. I got tapped senior prefect, which was like everyone wanted to be it.
Yeah.
And mostly like the girls who were there freshman year. I got in sophomore year, so I was like kind of like poisoned, since like I just had a mark on my back basically, because like I wasn't like the real deal. Mm-hmm. But the girls who'd been there the whole time, like they kind of expected it, because that's historically how it happened. It was like if you were there 4 years, you had the time to prove yourself as an upstanding citizen of the school,
Lord Almighty,
and a leader, and like a member of so many clubs, etc. Right, right. Anyway, so I got tabbed because I'm like awesome. And again, everywhere I go, basically, I am able to influence people
right.
and make friends.
You win hearts and minds. Yeah, like,
I'm like
fast.
The Dale Carnegie of like being chill. But I was like, I wasn't good at school or whatever, but I was so likable, and I was like friends with the younger kids and the older kids. Kids in my grade really didn't get me or whatever, but the younger kids were obsessed with me, and the older kids looked at me as like a prodigy, I suppose. And so I got tapped, but then everyone in my grade was just like furious,
right,
with me.
Because they wanted it.
Yeah, and so I just like lost a lot of friends.
Oh.
Wait, that's so also like being in a closed system where you're like, everybody endows meaning with this thing, and then outside of the system, it's like I can only imagine how important it was to be senior prefect.
Yeah.
And also, like no to offense, be clear, but like to
I was
us, that didn't matter
RA.
At all. Right, right, exactly. Right. Like the
and
actual
a cop. I got to sit in on disciplinary committee, though. That was fucking awesome. Because I was extremely
Pierce,
powerful. Yeah, and it shouldn't have been, because everyone I was the other prefects were all like drug freaks and like really bad guys. And like really, really bad girls.
But this happens all the time when I'm
really
like
bad guys and really
I was like
really
the only
girls.
Person with like a conscience in the student council.
Like
that sounds hard.
Yeah,
you're like, I'm gonna change the system.
It was
from the inside out.
You cannot do that.
You can't.
You legit can't.
So peer discipline is like, they're like,
it was
inappropriate. Like gossip central.
Yes.
Like they're like, you did this.
Yes. Yeah, so what would happen was on Thursday nights we would receive an email, or like Wednesday we would receive an email that tomorrow night we would have to have a disciplinary hearing, and we would go. There were no teachers there, which I think is insane. And we go to the headmaster's study, which looks exactly like it sounds like it would,
Hogwarts.
With like a lot of wood. Mm-hmm. And we would sit like all around in a U shape, and someone would sit on the fireplace and have to explain what they did, and we would question them however we chose to do.
Wait,
so
was it only students, or were there also
no authority figures, no teachers? And it was
they're trying to
the
like
worst
endow
kids
you with
in my grade. I'm serious. And it was crazy. One time a kid got caught smoking an e-cig, and one of the boys I want to say his name so bad, but I won't, he pulled out his own e-cig and he was like, why did you do it? And this kid was like on the verge of tears, like a like Korean kid who was like, my parents are furious with me. Like, it just was so toxic.
That's horrible.
But I didn't really say or do anything to change it because I was scared.
Sure.
And so
if you had a time machine, I guess.
Yeah, I guess I would go back and do the right thing now.
That's so funny. That and then it's like everyone in the school is like, God, I can't believe Rachel gets to be on the thing.
And I'm like sitting there like terrified.
This whole thing is warped and weird and bad.
Yeah, it was really uncomfortable and
scary.
And there was one where it was like a really upsetting sexual assault thing where we should not have had access to, like we shouldn't have been in on that. And it was like everyone was friends with the boy and no one liked the girl. And I was just like, this is a nightmare.
Oh,
anyway.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
Whoa. Okay, I'm going to read some of yours.
Okay.
Who should I... I don't remember who gave me which.
So do just whatever you feel.
Okay,
yeah.
So... Salad Plate City Bike. What's
okay,
that?
Okay, that's mine. Salad Plate City Bike.
I feel like this, City Bike makes like a really strong showing on
this
podcast.
By the way,
podcast.
We talked about that once. You brought up City Bike Red Noise, which
is
and I actually didn't know what it was.
What's
or I
that?
Thought I did, but when you're unlocking a city bike and sometimes it's like this like grinding metal sound and then it like gives you the green light even after that and you're like, what had to
what
happen?
Was the drama.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And now I get it.
And you've had it since?
Yes. And now I'm like, this is just like Natalie said, it's like totally weird. Like, it's funny that it's like, it's sounding so bad.
Right.
It actually really sounds like the city bike is like in so much pain.
Yeah. It's like,
and like
ripping its guts
like,
out. Yeah.
Here. And you're like, oh my God, like, it's okay. Like, I don't need it that bad.
Right.
If it's hurting you that much, like, I don't want
it. Yeah.
Wait, that's funny. The original idea was that as a metaphor of like, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like,
because
when you hear that noise, you're like, I mean, obviously, it's not going to give me this bike.
Right.
Like, it's going to give me the red light. Like, this bike is not okay. And then it's like,
No
problem. You're like, okay.
It really struggles
but
for it.
But that's funny, too. Like, don't kill yourself. Like, I just wanted the bike.
It's a funny idea of someone That's actually like you like serving coffee at your restaurant.
Or it's a piece of me.
Right. You're like, someone's like, hey, could I get like just an oat milk latte? And you're like,
argh! It comes from, just so you know, that's my flesh and blood. Right. Just right. like Jesus. Right. So you sure you still want
Yeah, let
this?
Me just go ahead and rip you like take out a knife.
You're, I'm like sobbing as the oat like pours from my shaky hand.
Yeah. It's like that girl who did that like thing and people are allowed to like cut her shirt and her hair.
Oh yeah, Maria Abramovich.
Right.
Maria Abramovich.
Oh, yes, that's right. Marina
and she would just lie there and she was like, do what you want to right. me. And, like, just and trusting like, humans.
That's performance art. Okay, Salad Plate City Bike. Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. Okay, this is like two kind of concepts. They're the same. A salad plate is the idea where it's like, I never want to have salad from a plate. And I often find that when you order a salad at a restaurant, unless it's like a salad-ery.
Oh, my God.
They're always putting it on a plate. And right. I'm like, this is... Or it's like... You've overfilled this, and then you've put dressing. I can't mix this.
Charlie, you've never been more right in your legit life.
That's so true.
I know, like, and I'm always like...
It sucks.
I'm like...
And it feels so...
Don't... Haven't you lived your life? Like, haven't you eaten this? It's like, make this pleasant.
Think about what you would want to do.
Also, can I say... Put yourself in my shoes. Yeah. For salad, it's like, it is so embarrassing to be eating a salad and like the fork never catches all the stuff. And so my pitch is like to change to chopsticks just for salads. Mm. Oh, I know it doesn't really make sense, but it's like,
no, I hear you.
Like for some of the stuff, like it's so much easier to grab with like kind of spoons. Claws. Or like, yes.
Mm-hmm. Like a spoon.
Or just a duo action. A I just like,
I'm missing so much stuff. No, I think chopsticks is a good idea. I think that's a great point, Charlie. Like, what am I, like a hamster? Like, why am I eating a plate of salad?
A plate of salad, and it's just like, this isn't how, you haven't mixed this.
Yeah.
So how am I supposed to mix this on this plate, or even a very full bowl?
That I'm not relating to. Like, yeah. I feel like it's usually mixed already.
No. Very often you're getting a salad that's unmixed, and it's on a plate or in a very full bowl, and you're like, I need to mix this, which is fine.
Or if they put stuff on top and you like want to smoosh it around.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I'm like, I don't want to just be eating all the chicken right now. I want the chicken to be like kind of suffused throughout the salad. I want like an osmotic action with the chicken and the salad. Percent.
Okay, like
thank you.
Your tongue's on fire.
And so I guess this is the thing of like,
but
I sometimes
City
assume. So exactly.
Okay,
I'm actually about to make a really powerful connection. You kind of assume sometimes in life that you're just like, if you are presented with a problem enough, naturally it'll be solved. And so that could mean like in your life you're just like, oh, like naturally things tend towards being fixed, but it's just not true. And I find this with City Bike because I'm often using City Bike and being like, this design is really bad.
Yeah.
And I have two examples
there's
with City
never
Bike.
Never enough places to park at McCarran Park.
Right. Oh my God, right. It's like there's some where it's consistent. I'm thinking about the interface.
Never had to
this
do that.
Bothers me a lot. We're on City Bike. It's like, okay, you can either like scan with your phone, which often doesn't work, no problem. I get that. They have numbers, right? And it's like a 7-digit number, 3-4-digit number. Like a 3-digit number, -4-digit number. When you put it into your phone, the dash isn't there. And so you're like, is this the right number? Like, it should look like how it looks on the thing. That's a really simple fix. Yeah. And it's just like, people use this all the time. I'm definitely right. Where like, it should be matched. And that happens a bunch actually in design stuff where it's like, I'm not sure this is the right thing because like...
It's not exact.
There's actually like always a million numbers. And so... I've talked about this sometimes on the podcast where they're like, put in your account number. And then you look in the form, you're supposed to find it. And it says like, identification number. And you're like, that's what you mean? Like, call it the same thing.
Right.
There's a million numbers. Like, I need you to use the exact, I need it to look the exact
and
same to be sure.
And when you start putting in, it's like they know their system so well and like you don't know it. So it's like there's one number that has like letters in it and there's one that's just like a 5.
Right. Sometimes they punish you. They're like, we said number, no letters, sweetie.
Right.
And you're like, I'm not like engaging with this.
What's your account number? You're like H and they're like, so no.
They're
like try again.
I said number. And then another thing, this is like what sometimes you unlock a City Bike and they only have electric ones. And so what they'll do is they'll be
you
like,
don't
okay,
have to pay.
Well, they'll give you the option and the two options read free with limited assist. And the other one says free, then 20 minutes, 20 cents per minute. And so I'm like, right.
For
so
how long?
Indefinitely as long
no,
as
no, but
write
for
it.
How long free? Free. Then.
They mean, they say free to unlock and then 20. And I'm like. That's don't just say 20 cents per minute.
Yeah.
Don't say free to unlock. Like I'm just reading the two frees and it's like, this is really
that
bad design.
So
it's really
creepy.
Hard for me to, it's just like, it's a thing where I'm like, this could be really easy. If you just like wrote this in text.
Or stuff where it's like you need the information really fast, but there's so much stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I feel like that's like such a weird design.
Yes, it's
thing,
like a copy.
Where it's like this is something that you need in a hurry,
right?
And they've made it so hard.
Okay,
to
you know what else
out.
Is like this?
What?
Whenever you go, when you're signing up for a new thing on your phone, and your phone is like you're trying to put in a password. You're like signing up and your phone is like, oh my god, wait, like I just came up with this really fun password for you. Z74X129314H11-! And you're like, so I'm not
and
gonna
they're like,
remember
do you
that.
Love it?
Right. And then you click the button. You're like, oh
they're like,
my.
You can
return
like, it if you don't like it, but it. Yes. I made it up,
right.
So.
Right, exactly. It's like, I'm not going to trust you. Like, no. I want to be able to remember my own password.
Oh, I always do those.
Really?
Yeah.
And it remembers?
Because it's your face.
Oh. It's not my face.
Yeah, like once you say that, yeah. It's like save, and then it's like save with like face ID.
But what if my face gets all busted?
Yeah,
up?
I'm not. I don't trust that. Like I'm like I need to know my passwords. And so then if you press the button that says like no, like I want to do something else, five options come up that are actually totally not parsable, and it's like you're like what the fuck am I supposed to do here? Mm. And it's the one that's like create new password is like one of five options, but they all read almost exactly like create new password. Mm. But only one of them is the right one.
Okay, but can I just say one thing?
Yes.
Sure.
It's very easy to sit mm-hmm. here and say like this should be worded better, this should be worded better, right. But have you ever had to word something?
Oh right. My god, it's a nightmare.
It's not that easy always.
It's
like
right. Really
sometimes
hard.
There is
way,
like subtle differences
because there's all the options in the universe.
Yeah, and like it is like confusing sometimes, like if you ever have to send like a logistical email or whatever and it's mm-hmm. like you need people to like respond about one thing by a certain date and like select a different
yes.
and you're like
and you don't want to be pushy,
it has to be really clear, but like it's not.
No, I really so, do get that, you know? However, that's your job. Like I'm not going to give tech companies you and I I'm going to give us a pretty wide berth mm-hmm. on figuring out that kind of mm-hmm. stuff because we're just people.
But if you paid someone to copyright, which is apparently a job that's like no one wants to hire me for, even though I think I would slay at it.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Wait, that's a PSA.
Right. Yeah. So if anyone out there is hiring, job, please, yeah. For the love of legit God, can you give me just like even right. the shred of a
I'm thinking
job?
You've this totally is a very... had all these insights and stuff to say about copywriting. Like, you totally know it. You
I
can
yeah,
do it.
Yeah. And I love thinking about like syntax, et cetera.
Right, right.
I'm a strunken white freak.
Right.
What it's by that? My bedside. It was just the Elements of Style was written by those two guys.
You're
one of
crazy.
Them wrote
by my bedside.
Charlotte's Web. He's a weird guy.
E.B. White.
Yeah, he loves
that's right.
He and how they all yeah. come together.
So I'm not gonna give it to like in like these overpaid tech freaks. It's like
okay.
And actually, okay, John Early has this really funny bit in his special mm-hmm. about like when an app is asking you if it's like if it's allowed to track all your data and stuff.
Right.
The thing that comes up is the two options are allow. And then the other one is ask app not to track.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like...
Obviously.
Obviously, it's like, that's the most fucking confusing... You're like, ask app not to track. And that's so right. deliberate. Like, they want you to just be like...
Allow.
Like, allow. Like, yeah. Whatever it is, like, allow.
And also, it's like, you can ask, but then maybe it still will. Like,
right, exactly.
There's no clarity
so
there.
True.
It's such
like,
a, it's
like we'll
hard,
see what we can
that
do.
That one feels like, deliberately really hard to parse. Yeah. It's like, they're putting it in a way where you're like, okay, so we're going to give... And this is his insight... all of this, but like that they're like making it the most difficult to parse syntax so that they just give you all their
I have to say like mm-hmm. I just didn't have I don't find that about that
you,
like I'm
you...
I always press ask app not to track.
But is it because you like know now like you've trained yourself that, or like first time you saw ask app not to track you're like
yeah.
Right, I'm gonna ask app not to track.
Yeah, I thought the interesting
really?
Part is that it's ask.
Mm-hmm.
Like I,
oh,
it
really?
Is kind of like
I still
you, don't
get,
so you really don't have a say. Like it's yeah. like put in your request for days off, and
whoa.
We'll see what we can do. Like it's yeah. like
right.
ask, you can ask the app, but like
the app's in
but
charge.
That's
the
like,
app.
Like
the app has.
What if
data.
It was just like don't track? Like then I'm like don't track. That I understand immediately.
Also, there's no way they don't track because of course they do.
Right.
They
but
see everything.
It has to be in your don't track is like the action of the app.
No. Because I'm saying allow. I allow, I like, oh, right, I guess it's like I ask it not to, but like, I don't know, it's like I say don't track, I say allow, it works.
I say allow?
Yeah, I say that I'm going to allow it.
It's like Simon says,
no, it's
ask
like they're asking you, they're like, what do you want to do? And I'm like, allow, or I'm like, you know what, don't track.
It should be allow or don't allow.
Right.
Right.
That's easy. By the way, it's. I'm just saying there's actually a million, or he's saying, there's a million clearer things.
Mm-hmm.
That like it's to me it's like that is you're giving it, it's like eight words.
Yeah.
It's very hard to understand that.
I saw something the other day for some like random ass website I was on when they were saying, when it's like accept all cookies or whatever.
Yeah.
It was like the thing that popped up was like, we respect your privacy. And then a bunch of small texts. And then it was like accept. So it was like,
just trust
accept
us.
The idea that we respect your privacy.
Right.
Like,
right,
you know
right,
what I
right,
mean?
Exactly.
Like, we respect your privacy. Do you accept that?
Right.
And I'm like, of course.
Oh
like,
God, like,
you are heard, you are seen, and I appreciate that. No. But then I just had like a memory of like, I know this isn't what this is trying to say to me, but anyways, I do have to accept the cookies because I need to hear what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
Right. I wonder what the website was. I'm going to all kinds of websites.
I love going to a new kind of website.
There's not too many of those.
I know. They used to be so fun.
Websites
they
are like over. Anymore. It's not like that anymore.
It's not a boom.
I went to a website. I was looking up food that was in the movies from the Oscars to see if there should be any themed snacks.
That's awesome. I love when people do that stuff.
And it was on a website that was like
adorable.
Yeah.
Yesterday I had to go to a karaoke bar to hang out with Claire O'Kane to do a photo shoot for her album.
Cool.
And there was
I'm an amazing photographer. Can you believe? The pictures you uploaded, I'm like, fuck.
Thanks.
Yeah, they're really
everyone
and I'm only
so
getting better
good.
Every time, basically.
Are you like getting paid to do that by people? Like if
yeah,
you guys
basically
want pictures then you should hit
I realized I was awesome at it and I realized that I don't want to be
so
a barista.
Good at it. Yeah.
Thanks. But the website was awesome. It was all like clicky buttons, etc.
A nice click.
Yeah. When you
the website
push.
Of what?
It was the karaoke like song list and it was so beautiful.
Cool.
Oh yeah.
Should we go favorite website? Like
yeah, but I want to finish my there was another thing I wanted to say about my idea. Even.
Oh yeah, sorry. And then we have to get to a Natalie idea.
Yeah, yeah. We'll
but we might only
more.
Get through like one of
each.
Or no,
we've
like one of ours and I'll do all yours.
Yeah.
Just that I think it's helpful to realize the last thing I'll say about it, that like we might have this assumption that things will just passively get better. This applies in so many areas. I think about it often with like house stuff where it's like I'll just naturally find the systems that like will work, and it's like no, you can live with an unideal like kind of half working thing for a long time unless you actively are like I'm going to improve this.
Yeah.
And you just see that in like I'm like oh certainly someone will speak up to City Bike and be like fix this design thing because this is like not good. But nobody will and they won't
also
fix
it.
Also
the thing where it's like it's out in the weather so there's a lot of like issues and then putting it in is such an aggressive forceful thing that everyone does it wrong. And so like when you're parking it takes like six tries.
Yeah.
It's the heaviest thing. You have to get where you're going. And so everyone has like busted it up and so no City Bike slides in.
Yeah,
like,
now it's like you have to push
it would be
the little
awesome
thing
if they were
up.
Like,
yeah.
This is a problem. Let's make it way easier to slide your bike in because there has to be a better way.
Right. No, in some things it's like, okay, like, yeah, it'll take a long time. They are figuring it out. Like, hardware stuff is hard.
And like, we see with the subway taking so long to make like the slightest changes.
Totally.
Right. I know,
but
it's brutal.
I guess I'll believe it when I
but
see
but I'm trying
it
to be empowered in my life to be like, all right, I'm sometimes like, I'll figure out like.
Well,
what to do with my shoes when I come to the
house.
Isn't your
mom kind of like you grew up with like workaround stuff?
Yeah. I come from like a workaround. I mean,
no
I was
drag,
having,
but I mean like
no,
that
no.
My family's a little bit like that too. Like it's like
right.
If you're going to not be like that, then you probably have to be like make a change.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
some people are naturally they're like no, I like they know how to do it, but I go to my mom's house and I'm like like the piles of shit and it's not even like it's like
not about messiness.
It's not messy, it's just like oh, what like the cookbooks are on the printer and on top of that is a basket with like hand towels and like in the basket of hand towels there's like a lemon and there's like a weird little like hand massager and like that's where all that stuff lives.
Iconic.
Right. And I'm like so what happened here and my mom was like I don't know like that's where this goes now. She just doesn't have like
queen,
the instinct.
Right.
She's amazing in so many ways and me neither. Like I'm
but maybe
just...
she doesn't want it, you know, like
no she does she does she she's does. Like yeah I wish I could live yeah it's too bad
yeah.
It is what it is.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
I totally
she's
get
fine.
That.
Like, she's good.
Yeah.
No, it's really hard.
That's why it's
right.
It stays like that. Because
it's
like, it's
not bad.
Like a gun pointed
right.
at
no,
your
exactly.
Head.
No, exactly. It
like,
has
to
be urgent enough.
This
right.
Gun.
Right. It literally is. It's like printer, bunch
it.
Of cookbooks, basket. It has like a little bowl of change in the basket. It has like hand towels and there's also scissors.
Yeah.
And it's just like, so that's this kind of like pile of objects.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can get all of it, but it's like, that's weird.
Well, you need a miscellaneous bin or area, but it's just like, it's really very tricky to manage where and how the miscellaneous objects shall be.
Right.
And when is the one day where you make the leap? Mm-hmm. Because that's hard to me. Like, what's the catalyst?
Why today?
Yes. It has to be like, oh, why today? And you just it has to be today randomly.
I remember when I moved into my last apartment, there was like really gross fluorescent lighting in the living room. Mm-hmm. And when I moved in, I was like,
well, that's going to
change. Like, did you guys ever like want to change these lights? And they were like, oh, yeah, I guess, whatever. And I was shocked. Like, I was like, how could you live with lights like this in the living room? Like, I would never do that. And then I lived there for 2 years and I didn't change it. It just happened. Right. You know what I mean? Like, it just like whatever. And it's just like, it's honestly cool because it's like you just learn that like
that's everyone is like valid. Yeah,
yeah.
Totally. You know?
Okay, no. May we go into a Natalie idea?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite one that you wish to really?
I'm not sure what's on there.
And so let's do bow ties. What are your thoughts on
that? Yeah. Well, I was watching the Oscars, which like maybe we were supposed to boycott, so sorry.
I don't think anybody.
I don't really care.
Did people call for that?
Also, I don't think it like somewhere.
Really? It didn't get a big enough movement in time to like.
Yeah, it didn't get to everyone. Well, anyways, I was watching it and it like kind of struck me like bow ties are like little bows.
Mm-hmm.
Like a little bow that
it's like
would
kind of
like
for a girl
go in like a girl's hair.
Yeah.
It's
and
very cute.
It's very like cutesy wootsy. Uh-huh. And bows are kind of like dignified. In right now, so it's kind of like they're like around.
Right.
And like I'm a nanny, so like girls be having like bows in their hair.
Yeah, right. They love
like,
that
going to school with little bows in their hair.
That's cute.
And
I remember my first outfit for kindergarten, like exactly what I wore. It was this like amazing pattern purple dress, and I got blue bows. And I remember going to the store to pick it out and being like, I was like, these are magic bows. They're starting my education journey. And like I love they were navy it's blue so and I like cute. Felt so special and also normal. I was like, this is a normal girl thing to do. Even then I was like, I'm weird, but I'm gonna try and make it work.
I feel normal for one fucking day. That's so sweet and iconic, and it was the beginning of your educational journey.
And I don't really wear bows, but I wish I could bring them back in my
but the magic
experience.
You feel
yeah definitely
that's
anyway,
really
sorry.
Special no
but they are such
well, I do
silly
think there's
thing.
So much fun stuff about like growing up, like you're like, I get to like do this thing that I saw.
Yes.
So you do want to like play the role and be normal.
That's
like
so
you're
true.
Like
yeah.
I can
even
go
when
to
you're
middle school and like
person.
Have a locker.
Yeah. Right.
And you're like, this is my locker. And then you like get over it, and then someone new comes in, and they're like, a locker, and you're like, you'll get used to it.
Yeah.
And you're so jaded.
Totally.
Like, you're so simple for thinking that's cool.
Right.
Yeah, I've already got mine tricked out because I know how this
what's
stuff works.
What's a recent thing? I want like a recent like
version
of
that. Hard.
I remember before
off.
I ever had like a general meeting.
Oh yeah.
I remember being like, I can't wait to have a general.
It's
like,
exciting.
You're like, oh my God. Like it's I'm so like exciting. A person. I'm like,
or like when you get a new piercing. Or like it's like such whenever I like have a new thing that I'm really excited about, like the next morning when you wake up and you're like, I forgot I had this thing.
Yeah. Right.
Like when you get a piercing or like
literally.
A boyfriend or something. Like
that's
you're
how
just
I
like
feel about my Botox that I got.
Awesome. Let's see. God. Oh my God, Natalie, that is amazing.
Thank you. I got it and woke up next morning like
it's so exciting,
it takes,
especially
it's
like a
still
physical
not,
change.
It's still not supposed to be seen yet.
Really?
It's
more
setting
days
in.
Until
it does take
in.
A couple
yeah.
days. When did you get it?
When?
Yeah.
Sunday.
Was it your first time getting it?
Mm-hmm.
It
you get it?
Is, I got it one time because I was like, why not?
Yeah.
And it was so funny. I just kept making like insane faces because my forehead wouldn't
move
at all.
Totally.
But
crazy.
I did look not good. And I also like didn't like not being able to emote, but I also don't
right.
like the creases
I'm
in
sure
my forehead.
I won't like appreciate not being able to emote.
No, it's really
but
nice.
I just kind of had to try it.
It's really nice. And it's like fun to go to those places because they're
yeah.
like so excited to
was,
have
like,
you.
It was kind of less expensive.
Really?
Because yeah. it was in Boston.
Oh my God.
So that was like cool.
They're excited to have you?
Yes, yes.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Because it's like,
I
they're
actually
like,
I
we
guessed
are so that. Excited that you're starting this journey.
Yeah, they are.
And
whoa.
You are going to love how you look. Like all of them are
well,
like
they're
such
kind of like
evangelists.
Salesmen. Like it's like aestheticians.
But I feel like the vibe I've heard like around that is sometimes it's like if you get like waxed, they're like annoyed at you. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I think
but this
that's
is like
because
expensive.
They're in your crotch and it's hair.
Right,
and that's
right.
like
they're
the most
like,
disgusting
ew, like,
thing.
Ew, fuck
this,
off.
It's like they get to pretend to be nurses because they have a needle.
Right.
And they get to put it in your forehead and they're like, it's really tender to put a needle in someone's forehead. So I think there's like a maternal instinct that kicks in.
Right.
Or something.
No, totally.
And it's like, and it's always like a girl who's just like, really, this is her dream. Like, she's like, I just want people, like, they didn't want to go to surgery school. Mm-hmm. So they're like, I want to make you feel beautiful, mm-hmm. but I didn't want to learn how to cut you open.
Right.
And this is so much simpler than that.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. And they probably make a nice commission and it's good money.
I got to give it a shot.
Mm-hmm. No.
Well, I don't have to.
You can't.
It's right. So.
Well, it's for girls.
It feels so weird when you get Botox because you're like, it's sizzly. Does yours feel like numb up there and stuff? Like, whenever you try and move it, it's like confusing.
Oh, I guess it hasn't sunk in yet.
Like 3 months.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. That's it?
Yeah, not very long, but sometimes it like is shorter or longer. It was $300.
All right.
Awkwardness.
I'm trying to think if mine was more expensive in New York City. No, it is so expensive. But getting filler is way more expensive.
Filler?
That's like $600 for your lips.
Blech.
I would never do that.
I really hope I'm not going to get filler. Like,
me too. I hope I remember that.
I really know that feeling of like, fingers crossed I don't make this choice.
Yes.
And it's not in your control. Know. You never know.
That was like when I was a kid, just like, I hope I never smoke weed. And then I'm like, they're doing it.
No,
I'm like,
literally same. Also being like, I hope I'm not fucking gay.
Yeah.
So it's like, not all the things you hope are like valid.
Yeah. Right. But then sometimes you get there and you're like, I didn't know what I could, like, you're like, I wish I could go. Like, you just didn't know who you were.
Right. Exactly. Like, maybe
so if you do get filler, don't punish yourself, of course. Totally.
Ava and I have a thing where we're like, okay, if you want to get filler, it has to be approved by the board of directors, and that's both of us.
Totally.
Like, Botox you can do, like, just as an individual decision, mm-hmm. but filler needs to be, like, kicked up to the higher up.
So I just see, like, with the lips, it's like, when I see that, I look at you and I go, you didn't like yourself, and that makes me so sad, which I guess, like, any cosmetic surgery, I'm like that. It's so cool that it exists. And I think this is like a really dated and probably misogynistic like POV. Like, everyone should look exactly how they want to.
And do,
but just with lip filler, I'm like, you can't smile normal. And this is just such a thing where I'm like, I like how you look.
I know. I do think the lips do hold the key to like so many expressions.
It's your emotions. And like, it's
when
how you
there's
love
filler,
people.
It does like change it the way it. Like you look.
Yeah, and I'm gonna
really
go
like
no comment on
look.
It.
Yeah, sure,
totally.
And everyone should do whatever they want, like obviously. And also, you know, there's a lot of people who have lip filler that like I don't know and don't notice.
Yeah.
Wait, can I say something? I really like the committee thing, and I like that it's like people often. I guess it's relevant to this stuff. Like, people often take it for granted that like you know what you want. We talked about this on a recent episode maybe, but just like it's like they're assuming that like, oh, that self-knowledge is like readily available,
mm-hmm.
and it's like we often don't know what we want.
Oh, yeah.
Or
why did we talk about this?
Because of that podcast. Yeah, I was talking about in This American Life. I listened to an episode about like a girl, like it was like a high school girl who was like doing the reporting, and it was about her being in like an abusive relationship and being like, I legit do not know why I'm still in it, mm-hmm. and I like cannot explain it, and I cannot account for it. And like, I mean, it was really intense. It was really, and in the end, she gets out of it. But like, a lot of the episode is her still in it. And you're like, whoa, like that's intense and is an intense experience. And it's
to like be able to like, she was like recording to herself.
Yeah. Like, she's like, I don't know. And like, I'm feeling like really like alienated from myself. And all these people around me are like, and I like the thing too. Like, there actually are a lot of moments where in my life, especially moments of strife where it's like, it becomes really hard for me to like trust myself or know what I want, or like I'm making decisions out of like fear, and I'm pretty like myopic and short-sighted. It's really nice to be able to like have people you trust who are like, I'm gonna tell you this is what you should do.
And it's so much easier when you're outside of stuff to see stuff, because you're like, I can imagine how I would be feeling in that, and I'm understanding how you're feeling about that. But here's from the outside, like, the whole world exists, and this is the choice you're making.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And there's a better choice, and I really hope to help you find it.
Right.
Because I know you're, like, in a cell that doesn't need to be, like, trapping
like
you.
From the, like, stress of the situation, you think your options are fewer than they
it's
are.
Like, getting advice is amazing. And actually, like,
especially when it's hard.
Yeah.
Hard to hear or like hard to give or something, but that's usually the one that you need the most.
Yeah. Right.
And like, when you have someone who you trust, who trusts you enough to be like, I'm going to say something that I know is right, that is going to be hard for you to hear, but I really hope that you can listen to it and learn and grow, and that you won't be so mad at me that you don't listen,
mm-hmm.
or that you stop talking to me, because I understand if you want to do that too.
Yeah.
Right. It's like really a thing of like, would I want someone to say this to me?
Yes.
You know, and like,
yeah, that's like when you find out someone's like cheating on someone, and you're like, should I tell this person? And it's like, Yeah, yes, you should, because obviously you would want to know.
You want to know, right?
But it's horrible to be in that position.
Totally. Yeah, it's tough. It's a big responsibility, and it's
and
why
then they're
it's
mad
like,
at you because you told them, and it's like,
I've never had that, but I know about it from like movies.
Yeah,
has that happened to you a intense. Lot?
I just remember in high school it happened one time where I was just like, I didn't tell someone something, and they were like furious with me, and then I told someone about something, and they were furious with me, and I was like. I guess you just kind of have to like what do you think is
totally.
Really
totally. I was just talking to someone about this. Like, if you can honestly say that you were guessing what the other person would want, like not trying to like save your ass or avoid something uncomfortable from your own whatever, you were genuinely trying to guess what the other person would want and you guess wrong. Like, you can't be so. Responsible for like what happened because you're like I really had to guess like I don't know you
yeah
know,
and
you
I
don't
just,
know
like,
if it's better to tell or not
yeah that does come
so
up
tough.
Right where it's like oh I kind of thought this is how you would have wanted it to be
right
sorry I did your surprise party at Chuck E. Cheese I really like thought you
I
thought
saw
it was funny
I loved the animatronics
no that's why surprises for other people suck
right. It's so
it is hard to make choices for other people but in some ways it's easy it can be easier to do that. Or it's easier to see, like, sometimes what's right for someone from the outside in some circumstances.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our birthdays are coming up.
I know, Natalie.
So
when,
fun.
When is
Wait,
your birthday
you 26?
Party?
25.
Because last year, 26. We had it on the same day, night. And it was such a disaster.
That was not okay, and I'm sorry, and
no,
I'm second.
I'm sorry.
Wait, how could you be sorry?
Because it's just, like, you never want that to happen.
I know, but it really was my fault, but it was just the only time that worked.
That's okay.
And it was also, like, awesome.
Yeah, and everyone made it work. And also, like, my birthday party is not for me. Like, I never have a good time on it. It's, like, for everyone else.
Yeah.
Same,
and
honestly.
So I'm trying to figure out a way to, like, have a nice day for myself
what do you
this year.
Do?
Well, I think I'm still having a party, but I want to have, like, a park hang where it's, like, just nice.
Yeah.
I hope it's nice enough out that we can do that. And so
you guys are on the cusp.
I know, but it's seeming like it will be because of like the earth changing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Woo! And like three or whenever the pandemic was that I had my birthday, we had a park hang and it was like the best day ever.
Oh, that was so fun.
It was so
nice. I did
a bunch of drugs.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, I feel like that's a way to have fun at the party.
Yeah. Oh, I should do that. I never think to do that.
You don't?
I just heard about someone doing a birthday, managing their birthday like this, being like, I'm doing a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Like in the way that like it was their
My
birthday like weekend. What?
My friend Jason did that. He made like a website for it. And he was like, this is exactly where I'll be every day. You can come or don't come. This is what I'm doing. I would love to see you. No problem if not.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I kind of like that where it's like, right. Like I actually, it's like, should I do a party or should I do like go to Coney Island and ride the roller coaster? It's like, why don't you do it all and there will be people who want to come to one and then no pressure, like no problem.
Right.
You got it. Like
totally.
All good.
And you can't get mad at anyone for not coming because you weren't clear about what it
right,
was. Like it's just
right,
like,
right.
I'm doing this if you want to come.
You
awesome.
Are not clear.
Right.
Yeah.
And then it's like, fun. It's not any one thing has the like pressure.
Right.
I mean, I haven't done it, so we'll see. I'm sure there's dynamics that make it tricky. There's always are.
Well, it's like, do people feel pressure to come to more than one thing or
right.
which thing to come to?
Right.
But it's like, that's not your business.
I couldn't
no,
agree more.
People's
not.
Pressure, like, excuse me?
Also, it's nice if someone's like, oh, I have a million birthday things that night. It's like, well, you know what? Come visit me at the park for an hour.
Mm.
You've done your time.
Right.
I'm giving you a lot of options.
Right.
Yeah. The best is being taken out to dinner, especially by a couple different groups.
Oh, really?
Because then you get free dinner and people love you.
Yeah. Nice. I like hate dinner, but I have to work on that. I think
interesting. I'm hearing about this for the first time. I feel like for so long everyone was just loving getting dinner.
Yeah.
And so now I'm hearing a couple people who
oh,
really
hate
dissenting?
That.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, you
that
guys were like
strong,
the silent. Maybe you were the
dinner.
Silent majority.
Though, by the
something.
Way, I love to get dinner.
Right. Obviously.
And we've gotten
but
dinner like a million times. And it's great.
Couldn't be more fun.
Totally.
Birthday dinners fucking tough
no.
because you end up
birthday
spending so
crazy.
Much money.
Yeah.
It's usually family style, so you're like, I didn't even really
totally.
Get to eat that
and
much.
And then it's so like you're sitting. You're sat.
Mm-hmm.
So you're between two people. So either it's like a whole group combo.
Yeah, and you can't really.
Or
like,
it's like you're only talking to the people. And I don't know. It's just like.
Yeah.
I'm doing small, big dinner.
Smart.
Or like dinners with six people each.
Perfect.
Because then it's like, I think everyone can like, we can talk together or we can talk separate. But it's like, if you get stuck in a seat, you're not like fucked.
It's not like a fucking banquet table.
Banquet table is over.
It's
like
a nightmare.
Can't long right. table situation. It's like, no.
I do not
I
need to know all my friends can come
up
to dinner.
Assigned seating.
It's the
if
best
it's a banquet
ever.
Table.
Yeah, you
because
do.
I just hate. Do you know that about me?
Mm-hmm. No, whatever.
It's cute.
Should I do Rachel's next idea?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, that's where I got that?
Okay, so this is when reflecting on stuff that you hold true as truths, like, universally known, etc., where you're like, actually, a 5-year-old told me this when I was also 5, and I just hear it ring true in my brain. Totally. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yes, like, definitely.
A little kid would say, like, a kid said something to you, and you were like, oh, and it just, like, shaped your world. And then, like, now you still believe it, and you're like, wait, no, I don't. Right. A kid told me that.
Literally. Wait, there's some, like, therapy thing that someone taught me once that was, like, you have all these voices in your head telling you different things, and, like, you can ask yourself, like,
who was the first person who introduced this to me?
Like, literally, like, whose voice is that? Who says that? Mm-hmm. And, like, then you have an answer for it. That's, like, really surprising.
Yes.
Like, it's, like...
Totally.
I feel like when you do
like
it, it's,
like... the randomest kid from your 6th grade class. Literally. Right. Like, stop, you're being so annoying. And then you're, like, oh, it's annoying. I think I'm annoying when I do this because some random sixth grader fucking hated me. Or, like, didn't know how to, like... explain how they were feeling, and so I thought I was annoying because they didn't like loud noises,
right? Or like oh, like my friend's mom in high school said she doesn't like so that type, like, of body
eating
right.
disorder right. stuff or slut shaming stuff from one specific mom, and I'm like, totally. Why were you saying that to me? I was a child,
right?
And I wasn't even your child.
And then,
like,
it's in
your
head, and you're like thinking it's your voice, and it's like, it's not your voice, actually.
Not at all.
Right.
Like, it's other people's voices. Or,
and
like,
at the time in your life, you're so, like, trying
you're
to figure
trying
out the rules of the world.
Right.
You're just like, give me guidance. And then someone gives it to you, you're like, got it. And let me, like, pile a bunch of stuff on this. Like, what an amazing bedrock to, like, be building, like, an architecture.
Wow, that is a beautiful foundational statement
right,
for my entire worldview.
Right.
I guess I
it's
do
like
move around too much when I talk.
Right, right. They're like, so, let's start here.
I guess
I move around
slutty.
So much when I talk and I'm annoying. What else do we know now that I can put on
that's
that?
That's obviously true.
If people like me, therefore it's out of pity. Great. That's going to be the next level.
If I wear a padded bra, I will probably have sex within the next year. And then people will get mad at me for being a whore.
Right. Right. Great. Something so that's like that. Level 3.
Yeah. Yes. That's so
definitely
awesome.
That
was building
up.
On like... That's funny.
I wonder, should we do... We can rapid fire through some
no,
more.
Let's
no,
let's do yours
oh,
only,
mine.
I think.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I hope we don't do mine.
It's been an hour 20.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do yours.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. And I hope that it's interesting to you.
Okay. Me too. I know
and if not,
it will
no
be.
Problem. Because...
Yeah, yeah.
Girl, gym, boy, brain.
Oh, this one is because when I'm at the gym and, like, guys will come over and talk to me and they'll be like... yeah, you should, like, pull your chest in or, like, tilt. And this is, like, basically any time that I'm experiencing guys being scary or in my space in a way that I really wouldn't wish for them to. But it happens at the gym, I would say, most frequently. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, if they were in my brain and in my body, they would be so fucking weirded out and, like, confused. Like, yeah, why are you talking to me, dude? You know what I mean? But, and I have, like... technically probably the same brain as them because like it's just a human brain, and so they're coming over to me, and just because I'm like a girl to them, they like come over and they're like, yeah, I guess I have to talk to you and tell you what you're doing is wrong. Whereas like I'm like, if you were me, you would punch you in the face and be so confused as to why you're
so
over here
true.
Because it makes no sense.
Like they
like
literally...
I would never go to someone else and be like, yeah, great moves, yeah, you should really pull your like no one
like a
cared.
Guy would never
yeah I guess
react to that like kindly, like they literally think your brain is different.
Yes. And they're like, she needs guidance
and she wants it
and she'll be really happy I was looking at her.
Totally.
And I'm like, no, go do your own thing.
Totally.
And like I even if I'm doing it wrong, like I don't really care.
Oh my God, what a weird
and these men
fucking...
are doing weird stuff all the time, like making up their own moves. I see it every day. They're doing their own moves and like I start doing my own moves and guys come over and they're like, so what you're doing is gonna fuck your back.
That's
and I'm like,
so annoying.
Why are you not talking to that guy who's like arched over in a circle?
And it's like, the reason you're not saying it to that guy is
because
that would be like
he's
gay.
Different. Yeah.
And so that means that you're doing it to me in a sexual way.
Yeah. Or
you
I
know?
Just, yeah. I don't really, I just am like, it is so weird to be a girl sometimes because we are exactly the same as men in a lot of ways and we're treated different.
Totally.
Like, it's just like, why are you
say
talking
that.
To me, bro? Like,
and I guess that's all people who are in a position of slight oppression, if or whatever you would call
how
it.
How do you like manage that when people talk to you? Are you
I'm
like,
really friendly and extremely nice, and they would never know that they were upsetting me in such a huge way and like ruining
yeah,
my
because you don't want to get like hit.
Right.
Yeah, and men are really and men can be scary and
right, totally,
people.
Totally,
totally, especially the ones that are like working out.
Yeah, there's like a bodybuilder who I have been avoiding Blink the one that we used to go to, because he, every time I was there, he would like walk over to me and be like, Rachel, how's it going or whatever. And I was just like, dude, why are you talking to me? Like, mm-hmm. my life is so different than yours. We would never get along. Mm-hmm. I would never want to have sex with you. Like, please go do your own thing. But he just like loves chatting it up. And I'm like, you don't even know who I am inside my brain, and who I am inside my brain is extremely chill and different. Right. Than you. Or like, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Anyway. It would be so surprising to him if you could hear what your thoughts I'm like, were.
I think about like,
what?
The stock market.
Like, you don't like this? Like, he's thinking that you're like, oh my God, yay, like my guy's coming over.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right. Yeah, he would never know that it makes me like so deeply uncomfortable and like not want to go to the gym, which is one of my favorite things to do. Like, it's so anyway, sucks. Sorry, I guess that one's like a not really that interesting.
No,
it is. I mean, super, you know what's interesting
about that to me too is just the thing of like, it's like, you, I don't know, this is like so naive of me, but like, I really forget that happens. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm like, oh yeah, I know, like that, like girls are like talked to on the street or in places in a way that's uncomfortable, and it's like, I know that in theory, and then I'm like, I'll see it happen and I'm like, oh my God, like this actually is really different than my experience. Like, this does not happen to me
every single time, and this is not even a joke or an exaggeration. Any single time I have sat in a park for an extended period of time on my own, maybe reading a book or just sitting there, a man has approached me. Mm-hmm. Like, every single time. I can't think of a single time where it hasn't happened. And like, I don't know if it's like I have an inviting look or something, but like, I am, and maybe it is me or something, but like,
no, like, what?
It's so stress. And when I was traveling alone this summer for a little bit, I was just like, I'm so on edge because I'm like just worried someone's gonna try and like be creepy to me.
Totally.
And it's never like a cool guy or like someone who I'd want to hang out with or talk about stuff with. It is a guy who is trying to fuck me, who is old and creepy.
Yeah.
Or a guy who is like trying to, it's just so annoying.
That's so horrible. I would love to sit in peace. Literally, like. And there's no, like, there's nothing you can do to, like, give that indication. Like, totally. There's nothing, like, about the way that, like, you choose to sit on a bench. Like, there's no amount of headphones mm-hmm. or book mm-hmm. or sunglasses or whatever that would ever, or, like, facial expression. Like,
I need to carry a gun just for, like, when I'm chilling alone.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And just, like, have it, like, in my hand while I'm reading a book or something. And I think that would people would get the point.
Right.
Totally. You could put a bumper sticker on about how you're, like, carrying.
It's so exciting. I have
a gun. Just a shirt that says, I have a gun, please don't talk to me because I don't want to deploy it. Let me read my book.
It's also not even like a party where you're allowed to be like, I think I'm going to go get a drink. I think I'm going to go to the bathroom. It's like, you don't really have an out. When you're stationary at a park, you have to be like,
and
okay.
You get trapped there and you're like,
you're just like, I think I'm done with you now. Yeah. I don't want to do
especially
this.
Especially when they're standing and you're sitting and you're like, so you should go for a walk. It's like, you have to be like, I'm gonna get up and go, and it's like,
you have to leave your spot.
Right? You're like, I liked where I was. I found this place. Like,
not for nothing, it's like scary to reject guys.
Yeah. No, literally,
a billion percent. And like, they always want like a number, or Instagram, and it's like, what if I just really, and I'm not even that good at reading books, and I don't do it that much, but what if this is the one where I want to be reading it? Can you please just let me?
You're like, bro, I'm like, so sorry, I would love to talk, but I randomly
found... For the first time in my life, a book is connecting. Why would you interrupt that?
Right. You don't get what a big deal this is right now. Like, I'm on the precipice of becoming a reader.
Yeah, like, you know what? You think this is like one of a million books I'm reading. Right. It's not like that. I like
the first one in maybe years. Right. Anyway,
totally.
This is Rachel's last one. Totally different media experience.
Oh yeah, after I leave like a movie or something, I'll be talking to my friends. Does this ever happen to you? Mm-hmm. And we're talking about it, and this used to happen in school a lot, where we would be reading stuff and everyone would be like, oh yeah, I like the part where this happened, and I would be like, what are you talking about? Like, I was paying complete attention the whole time. And then suddenly there's like this whole thing that everyone noticed that I didn't see. And it freaks me out. And it happens all the time.
And also you're like, oh, and if
you guys
weren't there.
I feel like you guys are really smart and always paying attention to stuff in a different way. But I'm like.
That much. It sounds really scary. Yeah,
it is. It makes you feel like you like. Imagine, or like, you're just like, what are you guys talking about? And then you rewatch it and you don't see it, or you're like, I guess so, but I wouldn't have mentioned it afterwards because it wasn't interesting to me.
Yeah, I have had that experience before where I'm like, yeah, and they never explained why this happened. And everyone's like, oh, it's because of like his mom left. And I'm like, what the crap? Like, I didn't know that.
That definitely happens to me in books where it's like you'll get like a few chapters later and you're like, and then like since he was dead and you're like, right. He's dead? And you go back and you're like, that's where they said it.
I just watched After Sun. Have you ever seen that movie?
Yes. No. Oh, yes. Wait. My
God. But I didn't get the ending.
It is a movie where it's like, totally. If you wanted it to be a different ending, then you wouldn't get the ending. But if you were like, I know exactly what's going to happen. I will
say, people were like, it's so obvious that, and I was like, I think like.
It's not obvious, but it's also like not over the head or anything, which I think is nice.
Right.
Anyway, but stuff like that where I'm like, we could have all watched a different movie when we watched that. Totally. You know? Because it is ambiguous.
And scary too when someone like, anything where you're like, oh, it's kind of a random circumstance that like people happen to like chat with me about this. And therefore, that's why I know.
Yes, yes.
And like if I hadn't like talked about it, like I'd literally have no idea.
I want to do some literally.
Can I say
one last thing about that?
Yeah.
When I was watching The Sopranos a couple years ago, I finished it and was like posting about it, and Jordan Coley, our friend, was like, messaged me and was like, "Oh my god, like I just watched it too, like so good, like the scene with like Tony's like road trip," and I was like,
"What?" Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And then I went back and like I watched the second to last season thinking it was the final season. There was a whole nother season that I didn't watch, and I finished that season and I was like, that is an amazing show.
I'm realizing that happened to me with what's it called, that movie, The Hills Are Alive, Sound of Music.
The Hills Are Alive.
My mom always turned off the movie before half. The Nazis. Yeah. And so I just didn't know about it. And so as I grew up, people were always like, oh yeah, like that's so Sound of Music, like with regards to Nazi stuff. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then I realized my mom just never showed me the end of the movie. And
it's
so different,
that second half, but it's really good.
Same with Princess Bride, the big pig thing.
Oh, wait, I would love to watch that. That's a movie where as a kid I did see that, and like only later people were like, oh, the Nazis. I was like, what are you talking about? And it's like I had watched all of it, but I was like, can we go back to there being like a bunch of girls in a line and like the girls and the boys and they're singing? Like, it just didn't like land with me that like there was that drama.
I was saying last night watching Shutter Island that like 99% of movies do have a Nazi plot line in it. Like,
like in surprising ways.
Not necessarily
ways.
The main one, but like at least American the Beauty. F plot. Like,
There's a Nazi plate in American Beauty. It's like.
It made a big impact.
They just slip it in there.
Mm.
Sorry for laughing.
No problem.
There's a Nazi plate?
No, wait. I think it was supposed to be a joke. Randomly.
I have to do Song of the Week.
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
The song of the week is Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen.
Cool. Yeah, wait, that's so funny, actually.
I love Bruce Springsteen.
Because that's very, very weird. I don't think this has ever happened before.
What?
Natalie's song of the week is Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, my God.
You're joking, guys.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I just heard you say it, and I was like,
Yeah, totally. That's the one.
Baby, you were born to run.
There's a lyric where he's like,
tramps.
I want to know love is wild. I want to know if love is real. Like, totally. That's so
beautiful.
True.
Well said, Billy.
He's so...
Billy?
Passionate. No. Bruce Springsteen.
Excuse me. He's sexy.
He's sexy as fuck, and he's passionate, and he's really horny.
Yeah. Oh, and his little jeans. Like, I want to smack his butt.
Yeah.
You want to smack his butt.
I want to put my hand in his butt pocket.
He's a gay guy, yeah.
He is a gay guy. In that, he's very passionate.
Right.
And he's not, he's like angry, he's honest. He's real. God, I love him.
He's really got it going
on. There's another song that's not Song of the Week, but it's a really good one. It's called Rosalita, Come Out Tonight. And it's amazing.
That's a great runner up.
Yes.
Honorable mention or something.
There's another honorable mention, and it's Whitney Houston, So Emotional.
It's almost like you weren't going to read off the honorable mentions.
Right, right.
That you just remembered too.
I love Whitney Houston, So Emotional.
She's so good.
She's amazing.
Also, a song where it like builds up like that, it's like, I'm going to throw up. I love that song.
No, wait.
You're going to get
me to puke. In Rosalita, Come Out Tonight, there is this crazy climax, and the song is like 8 minutes long, and 6 minutes in, it's like storytelling, and 6 minutes in, there's like a reveal. And it's like, it's the emotional climax of the song, and it's like, holy fucking shit.
I'm going to listen to it right now.
I'll listen to it on my walk.
Yes,
out.
You should. And you'll know what I'm talking
we'll
about.
Text each other.
I'm excited.
You're going to be four minutes in. You're going to be like, what? Have Where's I missed it? And you're going to hear
it's at about
like,
six.
Yeah.
It sounds like.
Yeah.
That sounds about right, too, for, excuse
Where
me.
Where it should be. Six out
I
of 8 minutes.
I didn't mean to say excuse me. Right. Like rising action, climax, and falling action.
Exactly.
Do I get to put in a song of the week?
Of course.
Rachel's song of the
I've
week.
I've been liking, I hadn't listened to music all winter, and then I got back into it because I watched Boogie Nights. And there's a song, Lonely Boy, sped up version, by the same guy who wrote Spooky Scary Skeletons. And it's so good.
How's
That's
it go?
My pitch.
That's good.
Ooh, what a lonely boy.
I like that.
What a lonely boy.
That's beautiful. You have a great voice.
Lonely boy.
There it is. Well, thank you so much for coming on,
thank
Rachel.
Thank you. Thanks for having
lots
me.
Lots of love, awesome. And we'll see you all next week.
Thank you so much.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.